Last week we started talking about Kedusha, that we say by Chazaras Hashatz, when the Chazan repeats the Shemoneh Esrei, so we say Kedusha. So we learned briefly that the Achronim bring from the Medrash, from Masa Merkava, that when one says Kodesh, 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 one is supposed to lift their heels, thereby lifting their whole body. So the Levush says that the reason for this is that by the Malachim, by the angels, it says, Achayis Rotzai V'shoiv. It says that the angels rush forward and then they retract. And he explains that what that means is that the angels rush forward in their desire to become closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam and to grasp Hashem's greatness. But as soon as they begin even to start grasping, they realize that they're never going to be able to grasp Hashem's essence, and they therefore retract. And that's what's happening when we say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. We're lifting ourselves, but we're retracting. Lifting ourselves again and retracting. Three times. Each time you say Kodesh, you lift yourself heavenward as if we're trying to become closer, trying to grasp more godliness, but immediately realize that it's way beyond anything we can comprehend, and we therefore retract. He says, similar to what we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, that when he went closer to the burning bush, but as soon as Hashem revealed himself, Moshe Rabbeinu hid his face. So as soon as anyone begins to start seeing any godliness, one automatically comes to the realization that this is way beyond anything I can comprehend, and the person therefore retracts. The Yaras Dvash, Ibnis Naibshitz, gives us an introduction to Kedusha. Just to realize how far we are from what Kedusha is supposed to really be. The Kedusha Zu, says the Yaras Dvash, when a person is about to say Kedusha, we're about to say Kodesh, 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 Yiskadesh Atma, a person should sanctify himself. V'yosem elibay, a person should take the heart. Kama rash v'chilu ra'oda, yesh the malachi ashores. How much fear and awe and trembling there is to the angels. Terem yoimru kodosh l'Hashem, before they say kodosh to Hashem. V'eich yoitzi mipiv kedushas Hashem. How can one dare express from his mouth the Kedusha of Hashem b'li ema v'chalchola v'havana, without fear and trembling and understanding. V'kama achonois oisam alachei asharas terem yetze Kedushas Hashem epiem. How much preparation do the angels prepare before they allow the words Kodesh, Kodesh to come out of their mouths? V'eich lo yitar v'yiskadesh ha'odam atzmai terem yoitzi kedushas Hashem ipiv. How can a person not purify and sanctify himself before he allows the kedusha of Hashem to come out of his mouth? Uva oimroi nekadesh. And when a person says nekadesh, nekadesh eshimcha ba'olam, I'm going to sanctify your name in this world, or Nakdishach. Yosem Liliboy, the Kaddish Shmoy HaGodol Yizbarach Beravim. The person should bear in mind that when he says, when a person says, Nakdishach, I will sanctify you, or Nikadesh Hashimcha, I will sanctify your name, what the person is saying is that if I have the opportunity to sacrifice my name, to sacrifice my life for your name, I will do so. That is the declaration we're saying. That's the declaration we're making when we say, Nakdishach, I will sanctify you. Or Nekadesh Hashimcha. V'limsor navshoy ha-kedush ha-shmoy ha-kedush ha-tayrosa. A person should be prepared to sanctify, to sacrifice his life for Hashem's name and Hashem's Torah. So when we say words that we've been saying every day, Nakdishach, I'll sanctify you, or Nakadish Hashimcha, it's a declaration. It's a declaration. I will sanctify your name when I have the opportunity to sacrifice my life in your behalf. Why not? Well, they, in a certain sense, they do expire to the at the opportunity to sanctify Hashem. I heard from my we have a mechutin, meaning my wife's sister is married to a Weissmandel. Remachorbe Weissmandel was Rosh Yeshiva Nitra. He had 5 children before the war, and they were all murdered by the Nazis. Afterwards, he came over to, he lived here in America. After the war, he remarried. His wife and 5 kids were killed before the war. He remarried, and he had another 5 children here in the States. So my wife's sister's father-in-law, Rabbi Nachum Meir Weissmandel, is that 5th child. At his bris, Rabbi Weissmandel said, Nekadesh eshimcha ba'olam, I will sanctify yourself, I will sanctify your name in this world, the same way I have sanctified you in heaven. I have sanctified you in heaven with 5 children, and I will sanctify you in this world with 5 children as well. He said that at his, at Rabbi Nachum Meir's bris. Nekadesh eshimcha ba'olam, kishem shemakdishim oise b'shmei morim. I have 5, he said like this, I have 5 children sanctifying your name in heaven, and I will have 5 children in this world doing the same. The emphasis is that the Sforim HaKadoshim tell us that the Akedas Yitzchak is counted as one of the nesiyonis of Avraham Avinu. It's one of the tests of Avraham Avinu. We don't find it counted as a nesiyon for Yitzchak, where in reality, Yitzchak was the one that was giving up his life. So the Sforim say that the reason for this is that it's much more difficult for a person to live al Kiddush Hashem than to die al Kiddush Hashem. Yitzchak was prepared to die al Kiddush Hashem. Avraham Avinu was going to live al Kiddush Hashem. Meaning, when somebody dies al Kiddush Hashem, they don't have to suffer the consequences. Once it's over, it's over. And they have a Gan Eden, the most lechtige Gan Eden that is possible. But Avraham Avinu would have to live on to live with that void in his life. And besides the repercussion of the rest of the world, what everybody else is going to say, he would have to live Al Kiddush Hashem. He was prepared to live Al Kiddush Hashem. So it's not just Nekadesh Hashimcha Ba'olam Kishem Shemakdish Hamayisa B'Shmei Moray. It's not just being Mekadesh Rabbeinu Shleilam while we're in this world is just like being Mekadesh Rabbeinu Shleilam in heaven. It's a greater level to be Mekadesh Rabbeinu Shleilam in this world than to be Mekadesh Rabbeinu Shleilam by forfeiting our lives. So even though the Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz says that a person, when he says Nagdishach, or he says Nekadesh Hashimcha, a person should have in mind that I'm prepared to sacrifice my life for your sake, we have to realize that we're saying Nekadesh Hashimcha Ba'olam. But I'm going, it's not just, when we say Nekadesh, it's not just that we are prepared to sacrifice our life for the Rabbeinu Shleilam. It means that we are going to live a life of sacrifice. That's how we're Mekadesh Hashimcha Ba'olam. We're Mekadesh Rabbeinu Shleilam's name in this world. My Zayda, the Chikasa, said a beautiful vart. The famous Gemara that Rabbi Akiva, when the Romans, Yimach Shemam, were combing his flesh. So it says that he was saying Shema. So his Talmidim said to him, Rabbi Ad Kan, Yimamish, until this, to such an extent. So Rabbi Akiva answered them, Kol Yom Ayoyisi Mitzdar, a pasuk zeh. By all my life, I pained myself on this pasuk. V'yahavdos Hashem lekech b'chol levavcha. It says you should love Hashem with all your heart. Afilin b'chol nafshecha. Afilin noitel as nafshecha. That a person should love Hashem even if they have to sacrifice their life. I pained myself on this pasuk, says Rabbi Akiva. Masa yovai leyodi v'akaymena. When will this time come that I shall be able to perform it? V'hashta shabal leyodi. And now that it came to my hand, leyakaymena, I shouldn't observe it. So the Chikasa says, what was the Talmidim's kasha? He was saying Shema when they were killing him. Why shouldn't he say Shema while they were killing him? What was the answer? So he answered that the Talmidim noticed quite the contrary. He said the Talmidim noticed a bit of disappointment in Rabbi Akiva. I believe it says in the Gemara, "Hayaboyche v'kari Shema." I think it said that he was crying and saying Shema. I'm not mistaken. So the kasha was to them, "Why are you crying? You're sanctifying Hashem's name." To which Rabbi Akiva responded, "My entire life, whenever I said the pasuk v'yahavtos Hashem alekecha, I declared, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm prepared to sacrifice my life on your behalf. And every time I declared so, the Rabbeinu Shalom considered it as if I sacrificed my life. Because I meant it in all seriousness. V'hashta shabala yodi, but now that it's actually happening, I won't be able to perform it anymore. It's not, v'lashim bitmiya, hashta shabala yodi layakemena. No, he was disappointed. My entire life, twice a day, I was able to sacrifice myself for the Rabbeinu Shleilam. But this is the last time. I'm not going to be able to do it anymore. So every time we say Nagdishach, or we say Nekadish HaShimcha, we have the ability to sacrifice ourselves to the Rebbeinu Shleilam while we're alive. So we say like this: Nagdishach v'naritzach kenoyam siach soitzar ve'kodesh hameshalshim l'cha kedusha. We will sanctify you and revere you according to the pleasant words of the council of the holy seraphim, who three times recite holy. They recite Kodesh before you, Kakosu v'yad neviyecho, as is written by your prophet, Yecheskel, the Korazel Zev Yomar. And one angel will call another and say, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Holy, holy, holy is Hashem. Hashem Tzivako is Molechol Eretz Kevoide. Master of legions, the whole world is filled with His glory. That's Nesach Sfarad. Nesach Ashkenaz is in the Kaddish Hashem Chabayilam, will sanctify your name in this world. Kshem Shem Hakdish Hamayza B'Shemei Marayim. The same way He is sanctified in heaven. Kakosu L'Yad Nemiyacha, as it is written by your prophet. What does V'Korazel Zev Yomar mean? One angel will call another. Pshat is that the angels coordinate with each other so that they all answer together. That's what it means. That they take reshus, they get permission from each other so that they're all on the same page and that they all answer in unison. Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. That's why we say by Yoytzer Oyer, we say, they give with love permission to one another. Kedusha kulam ke'echad. They say Kedusha all together. But they say it all ke'echad. That's why it says v'korazel zev yomar means that they coordinate with each other. So one doesn't say it before the other. The tour, Nesimin Kuf Chav Hei, says like this. La'achashi Yisayim Brocha Shniyah. After you finish the second bracha of Shemen Esrei, Yomer Nagdishach v'naritzach. You'd say Nagdishach v'naritzach. B'yanu Achrav Kedusha, and afterwards we say Kodesh Kodesh. V'omrim ba'ashkenaz Nusach Acher. In Ashkenaz they say a different Nusach. V'zehu, and they say Nekadesh Eshimcha v'oilam K'shem Shemagdish v'oise b'shmei Moroim. V'chein kosuv al yad neviyachal. That's the nusach of the Torah. V'chein kosuv al yad neviyachal. And so is written through your prophet. Now, I believe that most of us say kakosuv. Instead of v'chein kosuv, we say kakosuv al yad neviyachal. Seems to mean the same thing. V'chein kosuv, kakosuv, same thing. It's not the same thing. Why not? Says the tour.
The Yeshboy Arba Esrei Tevois. You need 14 words. Nekadesh Es Shimcha Va'olam Kishem Shemagdishim Oisai Vishmei Moraim Kakosuv Al Yad Neviyacha. The Kara is already the pasuk. It's 13. So if you have kakosov, it's only 13. So that's why the Torah says you need to say v'chein kosov. So v'chein kosov adds another word. Why do we need 14 words? Because that's how many words there are in the pasuk of v'kara zel zev yomar. V'kara zeh el zeh v'omar kadosh 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 Hashem tzevokos maloi chal ha'aretz kevoide. There's 14 words in the pasuk of Vekoro Zel Zev Yomar Kadosh. And therefore, when we say Nekadesh, we need to have 14 words. So that's why you need, if you say Nekadesh, you need to say Vechein Kosov. If you say Nakdishach, then you have 14 words, even if you say Kakosov. Nakdishach, Naritzach, Kenoyam, Siach, Soyd, Tzar, Vekodesh, Hamashol, Shem, Lechor, Kedusha, Kakosov, Al, Yad, Neviach. Right. Oh. So Paras asking about the Gekasha. Ashkenaz says Nekadesh, and they say Kakosov, so you're only left with 13 words. What? Oh. All right. We'll talk about that too. But obviously, we do care. So the Magen Avraham says that the reason why we say Nekadesh and we say Kakosov, even though it's only 13 words, is because of a Targum Yoinesim in Parshas Hazino. If you look in the Targum Yoinesim in Parshas Hazino, this is, by the way, the Magen Avraham and Simon Kuf Chafes of Cotton Vase. Targum Yonison Parshas Hazino on the Pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra Hovu Goydol Elokeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I will call the name of Hashem, give greatness to our God. Says the Targum Yonison that the word Hashem in this pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra, is the 22nd word in Shiras Hazinu. In the Shira of Hazinu, it is the 22nd word. Says the Targum Yonison, it actually is not written explicitly in the Targum Yonison, but if you look into the Chizkuni there, he explains the Targum Yonison as such. That's how the Magen Avraham understood it. It's also a medrash in Hazinu that Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to say Hashem's name until after 21 words. It's the first time Hashem's name is mentioned in Parshas Hazinu. Hazinu Hashem Ha'avad Abayi V'sish Marot Zemim V'yarav Kamot Adik Chitzi Zokat Olam Rosa Kisirim Adadesh V'chivim Ha'ezev Kishem Hashem Ha'akir Ha'avagad Adakenu. First, Hashem's name is only mentioned after 21 words. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, the angels say Hashem's name after 3 words. Kadosh, 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 Hashem. I'm going to assume that I can be 7 times worse than the Malach. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. I'm 7 times worse than the Malach. So therefore, I am going to say Hashem's name after 21 words. 7 times 3 is 21. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, so that's why we say Kakosov. Because, we'll count now, right? Nekadesh es. We have to, how many words are we going to have before we say Hashem's name? Nekadesh es Shimcha Ba'olam.
Kishem Shemakdishim Oisai Bishmei Morim. Kakosuv al Yad Neviyacha, Vikora Ze El Ze Omar, Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh. 21. Hashem. We only say Hashem's name after 21 words. If we would say V'chein, then we would be saying Hashem's name after 22 words. So we're giving preference to the remez of saying Hashem's name after 21 words rather than using the Torah's remez of 14 words, because that's the same amount of words that there are in the pasuk of Hakadosh Baruch Hu Zaviyam. By the way, there's a chazal that says that Klal Yisrael is greater than the angels. That the angels say Hashem's name after three words. Kodesh, 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 Hashem. And we say Hashem's name after two words. There are three times when we say Hashem's name after two words. Shema. Baruch Ato Hashem. Shema Yisroel Hashem. And V'yahavta Eis Hashem. Right, there are three times that we say Hashem's name after two words. My Zayde, the Kedushas Tzion, says that somebody told me that it actually is written already, this Vort is already written in the Bin Elit, that we, right before Kriya Shema, we mention, we say, V'keravtonu malkeinu l'shimcha hagodol. You have brought us close to your holy name, closer than the angels. When? V'keravtonu malkeinu l'shimcha hagodol. When we make a bracha, uliyachetcha, when we say kriya shema, uliyahava shemecha, and when we mention viyahavtas Hashem lekecha, and immediately we do all three. Baruch ato Hashem, aboichem am Yisrael, viyahava shema Yisrael Hashem, viyahavta is Hashem. But Moshe Rabbeinu was machmer to be seven times worse than the Malach. And only to say Hashem's name after 21 words. So let's try to get some insight as what is the significance of 14 to say that we only say we should say v'chein kasuv because we wanted to have the same amount of words as the pasuk v'kodesh alzav yomar kodesh kodesh kodesh. Or we want to say Hashem's name dafka after 21 words. What's the significance of 21? So perhaps we say, like, there's a Gemara. I believe the Gemara is in Bava Basra. I think so. The Gemara says, Asidim tzadikim sheyamnu lefneim kodesh. That Lazid Lavoi, Mashiach comes, the angels will say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh to the Tzadikim. Now, what does that mean? So, Pashtus, let's first understand what Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh means. What does it mean when the angels say to Hashem Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh? So, we all know that we ourselves interpret this by Uvel Etzion. Right? When we say Uvel Etzion, we explain what is the three times Kodesh. One is Kaddish b'shmei Mirami Yiloh b'shchinte. One is holy in the most exalted heaven. That's one. That's Kodesh number one. The second is Kaddish al Ara Oivad Givurte. The second one is holy on earth. First one is that Hashem is holy in heaven. Second one is holy on earth. And the third one is Kaddish la'olam li'ol me'olamayim. The other one is holy forever. Those are the three Kaddish that we say. Kaddish that the angels say, that we say. Kaddish, 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 holy in heaven, holy on earth, and holy forever. The avoda of a yid is to attain these three types of kedusha. The pasuk says kedushim to you. The Rabbi Shalom tells us to be kedushim, to be a goy kodesh, to be a holy nation. What does it mean? It means that we are to first kodesh is holy in heaven. We were supposed to become heavenly. How does a person become heavenly? We perform mitzvahs. We learn Torah. We make brachas. All the different things that make us heavenly people. We're supposed to raise ourselves. We're not supposed to allow ourselves to be schlepped down into the gashmis. That's the first kaddish, to become heavenly. The second kaddish is to make earthly matters kaddish. We are here in this world to sanctify this world. And when we use matters of this world for holiness, if we eat and we drink for the sake of serving the Rabbi Nishlam, we sleep to serve the Rabbi Nishlam, and we work to serve the Rabbi Nishlam, we are sanctifying all matters of this world. We bring the Rabbi Nishlam. It's not a matter of making ourselves heavenly. It's bringing the Rabbi Nishlam into this world. That's the second type of Kaddish. And the third type of Kaddish is Kaddish forever. And that is that there are times that our hearts are warmed to Kedusha. Whether it's we come to a davening, whether it's a yontif, but afterwards it seems to cool off and we lose that sense of Kedusha. Or there are people that are only kaddish when they come to shul. Once they leave the shul, they're no longer kaddish. Kaddish, the third kaddish is kaddish la'olam la'olam ma'olamaya, is forever kaddish, to be consistently kaddish, not to allow ourselves to be cooled off. Those are the three types of kaddish: to make ourselves heavenly, to make earthly matters kadosh, and that the kedusha should be eternal, should be consistent. The counterforce in creation that counters this is Amalek. The pasuk says, "Zocher zasher also lecha Amalek." Remember what Amalek did to you. When you were on the way out of Mitzrayim, Asher Korcha. Amalek was Korcha. Rashi has three pshatim on Korcha. And these are the three koiches that counter the three kodesh that we are supposed to be. First pshat in Rashi is Asher Korcha is Lashon Tumah. That comes from Lashon of Keri. And you don't make yourself heavenly. Amalek wants us to be tummy, to follow all the tum of this world. The second pshat in Rashi is Asher Korcha Lashem Mikra, happenstance. Instead of sanctifying all the matters of this world, we're to look at all the matters of this world as coincidences, as happenstance. Instead of bringing the Rabbeinu Shlalem into this world, to realize that everything in this world is controlled by the Rabbeinu Shlalem. And the third pshat in Korcha is Kriris, is to cool us off, that our Kedusha shouldn't be consistent. So we have the three Korchas of Amalek countering the three Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh that tzaddikim are supposed to become. out of these three types of Kaddish, which is the most valuable? To make ourselves heavenly? To bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into this world? Or to make our Kedusha consistent? The Baal HaTanya answers. Baal HaTanya answers. To bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into this world. That is the most important Kaddish. And we say it right here. Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. Hashem Tzivakos, Meloicha La'aretz Kavoidai. His Kavoid, what is his greatest Kavoid? Meloicha La'aretz. That he fills the earth. That is the Ribbono Shel Olam's greatest Kavoid. Out of all three types of Kedusha, more than us sanctifying ourselves, more than us raising ourselves towards heaven, and more than making our Kedusha consistent, bringing the Ribbono Shel Olam into this world, that is the greatest type of Kedusha. Not to say the other two aren't important. This is the greatest covenant. Why did it get so late? Huh? The Daz Kanim, Baal HaTosfos, says, I believe it's the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, that there are five times that we find a reference to the Ribbono Shel Olam's fingers in the Torah. The first time is, he says in Parshas Noach, Hashem says to Noach, when he tells him how to make the Teva, he says, "V'zeh asher ta'aseh oisa." And the Chazal say that Hashem pointed to a teva with his finger. This is how you should make it. That was one time, that's the first reference of Hashem's finger. The second time is in Parshas Va'era. When it came to the Makkah of Kinim, the Makkah of lice, the Chartumim said, "Etzva Elokim hi." This is a finger of Hashem. That's the second time. The third time is in Parshas Boy. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. It says Moshe was Niskash. Moshe didn't understand the concept of the new moon. Hashem said HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Kezer Ra'i V'Kadesh. Hashem showed him Levana B'Chidusha. Hashem showed him the new moon. That's the third time Hashem's finger is mentioned. The fourth time is the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. Once again, Hashem tells Moshe that they should give him machzis hashekel. He finds difficulty with it. Hashem shows him a matbea shalesh zayitnu. This is what they should give. It says Hashem showed him with his finger. That's the fourth time. The fifth time is also in Parshas Kisisa, when it talks about the luchos. It talks about the luchos. It says ksuvim be'etzvah lekim. They were written with Hashem's finger. Staying with the Baal HaTosfos say. Those are the five times, five fingers, and the Baal HaTosfos says that with each time Hashem used a different finger. Whatever that means. Now, what does the finger have anything to do with this? So I believe that each one of these indicates the Ribbono Shel Olam's hashgacha here b'tachtoinim. Not just his hashgacha b'tachtoinim, but Hashem's involvement here in this world. Meloicha la'aretz kevoidai. The first one is the whole concept of schar v'einish. The whole concept of reward and punishment. That Hashem really cares what we do. It's not that we're such puny creatures that what we do doesn't matter. Hashem actually cares what we do, and there's reward for those who adhere to his Torah and his mitzvahs, and there's punishment for those who don't. And that's what the whole Mabul represents. So the first finger, Hashem's finger in this world, is the Teva. Punishment for the rest of the world, and Schar for Noach. The second finger is the most tiny, the tiniest creatures. Kinim, lice, the tiniest creatures in this world are also observed and have ashgacha from the Rabbeinu Shleilam. The Rabbeinu Shleilam's finger. Etzba elikim, he, even these kinim are have ashgacha from the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Once again, Malay Chalaretz Kevayda. The third one is the renewal of creation, which is represented by the moon constantly renewing itself. Chiddush Olam, that this world is constantly renewed. Mechadesh b'chol yom tov et ma'aseh bereishis. B'shalom renews creation every single day. That is represented by the third finger, the one that points to the new moon. Once again, Hashem's involvement in this world. The fourth finger is money. Machzus Hashekel. Physicality. That physicality can be sanctified. Once again, that Rabbeinu Shlomo's involvement in this world, that we can take physical matters even as money and we can sanctify it by donating it to the Mishkan. And the fifth one is Luchos. Ksuvim Be'etzba Lekim, that the Torah that we have is the Rabbeinu Shleilam's Torah. The Torah that we have down here below is the Rabbeinu Shleilam's Torah. Those are the Rabbeinu Shleilam's showing his hand in this world. Malay Chalaretz Kevayda. Amalek, as mentioned, him, it's all a mikra. It's all happenstance. It's all coincidence. There is no Rabbeinu Shleilam in this world. There's no Rabbeinu Shleilam tachas Hashemayim. That's why it says, Timcha Zecher Amalek mitachas Hashemayim. We have to erase the memory of Amalek that wants to indicate that there is no Rabbeinu Shleilam underneath the heavens. And the Pasuk concludes, Loi Tishkach, don't forget. It said Zohar already. Why does it have to say Loi Tishkach? Because Loi Tishkach is Rosh HaTevis. Lamed Aleph is Luchas Oven, is the Luchas. And Tishkach is Rosh HaTevis. Teva, Shekel, Kinim, Chodesh. Those are the five fingers of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Is Loi Tishkach, Luchos Oven, Teva, Shekel, Kinim, and Chodesh. And this is the Yad, the hand. It says that Kaisel Rafu Yudeim and Atayra, when they loosen, when they weaken their hand from the Torah, it means that when they started to doubt the Rabbeinu Shlom's involvement in this world, the hand of the Rabbeinu Shlom, the five fingers, when they started doubting that, Vayomer Amalek, that's where Amalek comes in. And the only way they overcame Amalek is Kashi Yoram Moshe Yodai. Moshe lifted his hand and showed Klal Yisrael the five fingers. Now we understand why the Torah wants us. In the Pasuk, when we say Kadosh, 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 the Torah wants us to have 14 words to remember the Yad. To remember the hand of the Rabbeinu Shleilam in this world. Because that is the main Kaddosh, is Malay Chala Aretz Kevayda. Meretz Hashem, next week we'll talk about what is the Inyan of the 21 words.